This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Today, Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We are finishing the Masechta of Avos. After a long journey of many, many Mishnayos, the last Mishnah in Avos ends off Kol Masha Barak Hashbar Boi Lomoi. Everything Hashem created in the world, not only the five Tikinyon that we mentioned in the last Mishnah, Ela every single creation, Loibora Ela Lechvoida. Everything in the world is here to be give testimony to Hashem's greatness. Every small thing, a little bug, a little plant, a little thing, it's all Kol Boro Lechvoida. Shenema, Kol Nikar Bishmi Velechvoidi Birosiv, Yitzayativ Afasisiv. As the Pasuk says, everyone who is called by my name and who I have created for my glory, whom I have fashioned and even perfected. Everyone who is called by my name, says the Derech Chaim, refers only to the righteous. Therefore, whom I have created for my glory refers to all other people and the things in the creation. And therefore, the Pasuk comes to tell not only the righteous, not only the tzaddikim, not only the great people who actively they're trying to increase Hashem's glory in this world. They obviously were created for the glory of Hashem. And even those who fail to do so, show the purpose of glory of Hashem, even if they do not realize it. So says the Derech Chaim. V'oyma, and the Pasuk says, Hashem yimloich li'oylam vor, Hashem will rule for all eternity. So the second, it says in Tiferes Yisrael, the second Pasuk does not prove everything exists for the glory of Hashem, but is added to elaborate upon that teaching. Although at this time we cannot see how someone or something increases God's glory, and this will ultimately become clear to us though. Eventually it will become clear to all of us that everything, even though we don't see it now, and that's what the Pasuk is to Hashem, Yim Loich Lohi Lavoid. Everything, at the end of days, when God Hashem's reign as the Supreme King, the King of everything, the Melech HaOlam, forever, everybody will be able to see how all the parts of creation serve this purpose. Even we don't understand today many things that we didn't understand in creation, we don't understand. But we'll be able to see eventually Hashem Yimloch Olavoyed, how everything came to bring glory to Hashem's kingdom. There is sometimes in certain Sfarim they bring down the last Mishnah, which is better than the last Mishnah in Marcus. Also, the Mishnah says, Hashem wanted to mezaka klal Yisrael. Here, Babaham Torah and Mitzvahs, therefore he gave us so many Torah and Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted that we should be able to have so much ability to get Tzchar. He gave so many different Mitzvahs in the Torah in order that a person should get an abundance of reward. And even things that naturally we would abstain from. But since we do it now because Hashem told us, you have tremendous chuyos for boisai. Hashem chavis l'man sidkoi, as the pasuk says. Hashem wants to make klai so righteous that we should have stock, we should have be tzatzi tzadikim. A tzadik is somebody who has roiv chuyos, but there's more opportunity for chuyos, so we have more opportunity to be roiv chuyos. L'chein yagdil torah v'yagdir, therefore is yagdil torah v'yagdir. The boisai, we should be zeicha to continue learning Mishnayos. It's a big inyan verse. We're going to go on now to learn all the Masechtas of Shas. We have to choose which one. By the next year, we'll decide which one. We thank you for joining us in this journey for Avos. I think we're also going to have maybe a separate year. We'll see in Avos that we'll be able to learn Avos, maybe more Be'ian, learn some of other Mefarshim, and Mizrach of Be'ez Hashem to continue. Every Mishnah that you learn gives light. It gives food, it gives sustenance to your Chelek Neshama.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.